Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. New Jersey is among 18 states awarded funds from the U.S. Department of Education's Preschool Development Grants Program. But there's little consensus on how or even whether to grow the Garden State's existing pre-K efforts. Let's learn more with Mayor Rindy. He's written a series of articles on the topic for NJ Spotlight. Mayor, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Glad to be here.
Now, I think the common sense consensus is it can only help to start education for 3 and 4 years old students, though do studies unanimously back that hunch up?
Most of the studies seem to support that. There's some debate over which programs are best, how to improve them, and different specific issues like that. But there seems to be a wide consensus that for poor children especially, preschool provides a real big benefit getting them ready for school and improving their lives in the long term.
Discuss what we know about the Head Start program, which began back in the mid-60s. There's certainly been enough time to get a sense of its efficacy.
Certainly. Head Start is for really the poorest children, mostly those below the poverty line. And most studies show that there is a real benefit to these poor children, that they do better for many years into their lives. Some studies even say into their 20s on a range of measures. They do better on different academic areas. They do better in life and behavior and so on. However, there was a big federal study that was concluded a few years ago that found that by third grade, the benefits of Head Start compared to other preschool programs or even to not going to preschool had sort of faded away. And so there's been a huge debate over whether this is well-spent money, the billions that the federal government spends on Head Start, because if it's no better than anything else, then maybe that money should be used to help the children in another way.
Bringing it back to the Garden State, review again the so-called Abbott districts and the efforts there for pre-K funding.
Sure. Well, 16 years ago, the state Supreme Court ordered that 31 poor districts, the Abbott districts, needed to create preschool programs for their 3 and 4 year olds. So since then, all 3 and 4 year olds in those 31 towns, plus 4 others that later joined, get free preschool, whether they're poor or not. And that program has been shown to be quite successful, actually. According to the studies that I've seen, the children who go through it do better in school, are held back a grade less often, are in special education less often, as late as 4th or 5th grade. So that seems to be a big success.
So now let's talk about the various pressures to grow or reduce the size of pre-K efforts, first from the private sector.
So in the 2008 School Funding Reform Act, the legislature said that the Abbott preschool program should expand to something like 90 or 100 more districts.
More than doubling its current size.
Yeah, the number of kids would be about doubled and the number of districts would be much larger. Now, that was never funded. However, in the last year, a philanthropist named Brian Marr has started an organization called Pre-K Our Way, which is really pushing to finally do this expansion and to bring free pre-K to many more districts, eventually to the full 90 or 100 that have been discussed, although they talk about phasing it in over time because it would be very expensive.
Now, to be clear, is he funding this entirely out of his own pocket?
From what I've read, the Pre-K Our Way project, which is a nonprofit organization, is mostly funded by him. It has a budget of something like $3 million, but he has gotten some contributions from other business people, and he also has support from former governors Tom Kaine and Jim Florio and a lot of other people.
And so with that, where does Trenton break on this, specifically Senate President Steve Sweeney?
Steve Sweeney has made expanding pre-K a big part of his agenda. You know, he's been talked about as a gubernatorial candidate, and he has this whole investment agenda that he's introduced for different areas, and pre-K is a big part of that. So just in the last couple weeks, he's proposed a mini expansion, starting the expansion, to 17 additional districts.
and doing that over a couple years.
Not as many as was called for back when they wanted to expand or triple the number of districts.
Not nearly as much, but it would be a first step, and Pre-K Our Way applauded that.
First step between the robust advocates and Governor Christie.
Yes. Well, Governor Christie, he's made it pretty clear ever since he first ran for governor that he was opposed to an expansion because it had just recently been approved at that time. And he said, this is a crazy idea, the state can't afford it, and so on. And as far as I know, his opinion hasn't changed since then. So given the history of this legislature and this governor, it's hard to see how he would sign off on that kind of thing.
With that, is it not likely that change will be evidenced until after the next election for governor?
Yes, definitely. That's what everyone is saying. Pre-K Our Way has been pretty explicit, saying our main agenda is to change the discussion or to create a discussion going into the gubernatorial race. And the Democrats who are likely to run for governor all seem to be on board with that.
And who might they be in addition to Sweeney?
The other name you hear is Phil Murphy, a former U.S. ambassador. Those are the two who have been most active so far.
Now, there's pre-K and then there's pre-K. How does one go about assessing the quality of different programs?
Public programs, pre-K programs, have been studied extensively around the country. You know, I mentioned the Head Start study. There's the Abbott study, which I mentioned, which seems to show big benefits. And there have been studies of other states like Oklahoma and Tennessee and so forth. And there have been some mixed results. For example, the Tennessee study recently got a lot of attention because it seemed to show that the kids' initial benefits in kindergarten faded out pretty quickly. And within a couple of years, they were actually doing worse on some measures than kids who had not attended the state's public preschool program.
Are there obvious variables that come to mind that might substantiate that negative result?
The experts I have spoken to or read commentary from say that Tennessee's program wasn't well-funded enough and there wasn't a quality control mechanism. And they say that New Jersey does have those aspects. It is very well-funded. It's Abbott program, and it does have all kinds of mechanisms to make sure that they're keeping up the standards. So it just shows that not all preschool, not even all public preschool is created equally. You really got to have the small class sizes, well-trained teachers, good curricula, and that costs money.
Were your efforts focused specifically and pretty much exclusively on New Jersey, or are there other states that you can point to as perhaps a model on where New Jersey might like to get to?
New Jersey is often described as having the best program as far as quality goes. It doesn't have the biggest program. It's not truly universal. It's only in these 35 districts, and they have a little bit in a few other districts, but mostly it's just those 35 districts.
And let's remind listeners, it's 35 out of some what, 500 districts in the Garden State.
Right. And they are some very big districts like Newark. So it's a disproportionately large number of children, but it's certainly not all of them. And again, if you look at Oklahoma, which had one of the first big public preschool programs, theirs is universal for four-year-olds. New Jersey's is 3 and 4-year-olds, but only in those districts. So arguably, New Jersey has a ways to go if it wants to have as extensive a program as some other places.
But again, to reiterate, it doesn't seem likely in your estimation that much will change between now and the next gubernatorial election.
That's what I hear. There are certainly these efforts by Senator Sweeney and by Pre-K Our Way and by a lot of other people to get the expansion going. But it's a little hard to see it happening politically until after there's a new governor.
So no big motion, but there is a sense of a limited expansion at hand.
Yeah, the state has subsidized a little bit of preschool in a number of other towns. And the federal government wants to encourage this kind of expansion. So they gave grants to several states last year, including New Jersey, which allowed towns in New Jersey that had some state-subsidized or state-assisted preschool to improve them. So, for example, half-day programs became full-day. They can enroll more children. They can improve certain aspects of the quality of the programs. So that's in 17 districts. And in fact, when Senator Sweeney talks about this Abbott expansion of the preschools, it may be those same 17 districts that end up becoming full-blown Abbotts. So right now, there's sort of a mini expansion. It's only for poor children, only for 4-year-olds. But it sort of sets the stage for something more that could be happening in the near future.
Mayor Rendy, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Mayor Rendy has written a series of articles on pre-K in New Jersey for NJ Spotlight.